Now, some of the world's biggest tobacco companies are buying their products from farms which employ child workers. The BBC has found evidence of children working at every stage of the tobacco production process in Indonesia, the world's fifth largest producer. In a report launched today, Human Rights Watch claims thousands of children are working in hazardous conditions in the industry. Rebecca Henschek travelled to the island of Lombok to investigate.
Tobacco grows well here in the dry but fertile soil on the island of Lombok. On our visit to the tobacco fields here, we found children working at every stage of the process.
With bare hands, Tim is putting chemical fertilizer on the tobacco plants. This is the first stage of the process. The point where children really get involved is when these leaves and trees become big, and then the children pick the tobacco leaves and take them into the ovens to dry.
I get headaches. I start coughing and become dizzy. When the dry tobacco comes out of the oven, it's hard to breathe. I vomit and I get headaches.
From the age of 12, she's been working on farms that supply to multinational tobacco companies, including Philip Morris International. Like Mukhtar's farm, he says lots of children work for him during the harvest, including his 11-year-old daughter.
Sometimes he gets sick, sometimes he doesn't. The smell of the dry tobacco is really strong, but it's a nice smell.
It's very strong smell. When we smell it, we straight away feel dizzy.
Pusing.
She doesn't smoke. For people who smoke, it's nice, but if you don't, it gives you a headache.
The symptoms they report are consistent with acute nicotine poisoning, and given the fact that they were working in close proximity with tobacco, you know, it very well could be cases of acute nicotine poisoning.
Philip Morris International acknowledged to the BBC that there is child labour in their supply chain.
Look, I am a father of three, and I grew up in a rural environment. And while I know it is normal that children help on the family farm, the report is pointing out situations that I, as a father, would be very concerned if we are changing the way we procure tobacco, introducing direct contracts that allow us to provide concrete support, monitor the issues.
On one of their direct contract farms, we were told children are no longer hired.
Tobacco is a dangerous drug. They get sick. It's dangerous. They get dizzy and get headache.
But Sina Wulan says she will be working again in the next harvest, as she has since she was 9 years old. Rebecca Hinchke, BBC News, Lombok.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com.